on the app, online, and across the Cape on 567 AM. Join the conversation with Cape Talk.
Okay, let's just get it right. It's not the weekend early break. It's just the early breakfast with me, Zane Johnson, until 6 o'clock this morning. Now, the expected increase in the price of petrol at 74 cents a litre and diesel, which is going to be around about 91 cents a litre, will have a severe impact on food production. Now, that's according to Darvin Maria, the head of information and marketing at the FNB Agribusiness. Now, fuel and diesel are commonly used for tillage, harvesting, machinery and transport. Transportation, making them a critical component for both small-scale as well as commercial farmers, as well as the entire agricultural value chain. A very good morning to you, Davi, and welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Zane. Thank you for having me.
Davi, as always, you know, when we see fuel prices go up, we sort of immediately, within the next 2-3 weeks, you see a bunch of carrots costing 3 or 4 cents more, even going up by 10 cents at a time. What does the latest price hike mean for agricultural output?
Zane, if you take that 91 cents and you annualize that, it's around about 900 million rand extra per year. Production costs for farmers. So it's quite a severe impact in terms of food prices and food production. Now, obviously, the impact on the vegetables and grain prices is more severe than, for example, for meat farmers. So we can definitely expect some food inflation coming through in the next couple of months, which will have an impact on both the consumer and the producer in the end. So we must also take into account that, you know, most of South African produce is transported by road. So the impact on the consumer will be much quicker than on the producer as well.
And this particular increase, is it not able to be absorbed by the sort of the agricultural industry?
Then unfortunately not. Look, farmers like consumers is price takers, so we can't negotiate normally a better price and say, but okay, our production cost has increased, so therefore the price must increase by this. We are a price taker from a processor level, very much the same like the consumer is a price taker from the retail level. So it can't be absorbed directly on farming level.
Yeah, and you know, in the light of this price hike and you know, 91 cents a litre, we don't normally think about it, but once you've translated it into an annual budget, then you can see the enormity of what this price increase is. So could we possibly then see a price drop in production, or a drop in production actually, and an increase in food prices?
Definitely increase in food prices going forward, purely as a result of a drop in production and obviously the higher cost. Now, the higher cost will drop through the system around about 3 months from now. We'll see that higher food prices going through. Then farmers have to make production decisions. Obviously, their decisions, depending on what they produce, is anything from 3 months up to a year. So definitely if the profitability came under pressure in the grain industry, a year from now we will see that the impact of these increases as well.
Chatting this morning to Head of Information and Marketing at FNB Agribusiness, Darvin Maria, and we're chatting about the fuel price that increases tomorrow, and it goes up by 91 cents a litre for diesel, which is quite substantial, and once you translate that, as Darvin says, into an annual figure, you're talking about 900 million rand to the industry. What impact will this have on the farmers, Davi?
Then, unfortunately, the small-scale farmers will feel the brunt of the increase much quicker than the bigger commercial agriculture. The commercial guys can most probably negotiate some price beforehand. You know, going forward, they fix their prices for the next month, for 2 months or so, because they do bulk deliveries. But the smaller guys that buy from the co-ops and so on a monthly or a regularly basis, that don't have the storage facilities, for example, or feel the impact much quicker than the bigger guys.
And is it not possible to create a sort of a balance? And would small scale farming be, or more small scale farming be, a solution to the problem?
Then I don't think it would be a solution to the problem. I think what we actually need to mitigate this is some kind of support from government in terms of food production. Now, we currently have a diesel rebate system where farmers can, if they are registered for VAT, for example, they can claim back a diesel rebate. Previously, it was R3.22, and from 1st of April, it will be R3.33. So you can claim back R3.33 on 80% of your eligible use. Now, eligible use is specifically where you use diesel for production, transport of your produce to and from the market, and a couple of other eligible uses. So we actually need to expand that system to support the agricultural industry further.
Yeah, and the thing with diesel prices is that they are unregulated, unlike the petrol price, which is a set, price all over the country nationally. Diesel prices are unregulated, and I remember when I had a diesel vehicle, I used to drive around to find the cheapest price. So can farmers sort of negotiate and say, listen, can you give it to me at a cheaper price?
Yes, they can. It's fixed on retail level, on wholesale level. It's fixed. On a retail level, it's not. So they can negotiate with the wholesale suppliers of diesel to get a better price in the end.
And that's Davi Maria chatting to us this morning. He's the head of information and marketing at FNB Agribusiness. And chatting about the fuel price increase. Are you going to cope with it? What are you going to do? I know that everybody's going to turn. And the problem is we get the same old answers from everybody. Now get into public transport, do this, do that, start carpooling and stuff like that. Something else needs to be done. Something else needs to give in this particular situation. And our reliance on petrol as a tax collective base or tax collection base is a little bit too heavy, I feel. Coming up